Shalom to all. Today's daf is Chol and Daf Mem Vav. We were talking about the sixth line with the word ba'ifa, and today's daf sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarbas Miyaka Moshe. Her Nishama should have an aliyah. So we're talking about the shedra, the spinal cord, and how far down the animal goes in regards to treifas. So now the Gemara tells us ba'ifa. What about a bird? How far down does its spinal cord go? So Rabbi Yana Omer, he says lamata min agafayim, below the wings. Or Zosh Lakish Omer, he says ad bein agafayim, up until in between the wings. Now Omer Ulu, he says havokem na kamei de ben pazi. I was in front of ben pazi va'isul kamei ba'ifa, and they brought him a bird to check to see if it's a treifa. Ubadek ad bein agafayim, and he checked up until between the wings. But then Rishochle de Benesia, they sent a message to him from the Nasi's house, Vikamva Azal, and he got up and left, and he didn't finish checking. Valayadana, I don't know, Imishum Deloit Sarchumiv Dektve, and there's simply no necessity to check more than up until in between the wings, and no more than that. Or Imishum Kavanesia, maybe the reason why he left right away is because of the Kavan Nasi's house, and really he should have continued checking more, and I don't know what the answer is. Continuing to explain the Mishnah, Nitla Kavid Vachulu, it's in the Mishnah, the liver was removed, and nothing was left over, so it's a trefa. The Gemara makes a diuk, Hanush Tire Mena Kulum, Kshera, that if something was left over from the liver, then it is kosher. Afal gav de lo have a kazayas, even though that piece that's left over is not a kazayas. As a Gemara about tonight, we have a mission later on that tells us nitala kaved vinishtari amena kazayas kshera, that if the kaved was removed but a kazayas is left from it, it's kosher. Mashma, that if less than a kazayas of the liver is left, then it's not kosher. Stira and mishnayas. So Rav Yosef answers like kasha no stira. Harub chia harub shem by Rabbi. Our mission is Rav Chia. That mission is shem by Rabbi. That's because we're seeing in a moment the Rav Chia doesn't treat the liver as a particularly important part of the body, and therefore there has to be at least a kazayas of the liver left that enables it to regenerate, and only then it wouldn't be a trefa. If it's less than a kazayas, it can't regenerate, and it is a trefa. As opposed to Shem Bar Rebbe, he holds that the liver is very important. As we're going to see, he used to eat it, and therefore, as long as it's not completely removed, even if the piece remaining is less than a kazayas, it's fine. And that's what the Gemara tells us now. Kiyad Rav Chia Zarikla, Rav Chia used to just throw the liver out, whereas Rav Shem Bar Rebbe Matbala, Rav Shem Bar Rebbe, he used to dip it and eat it. And Mesimanach, what's the way to remember this? Ashirin Mekamtsin, wealthy people save. And Rav Shem Bar Rebbe was a son of Rebbe, who was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and he was extremely wealthy, as we see many places in the Gemara, but still Ashirin, they're Mekamtsin, they save things, and so that's a way to remember that he's the one that used to save the liver. Continue to discuss the liver. Hahupal Musa, the Asla Pumbadisa, there was a band of soldiers that came to Pumbadisa, and Arku Rabbi Rav Yosef, Rabbi Rav Yosef ran away. Pagabahu Rav Zeir, Rav Zeir encountered them. He didn't have to run away, Taisa says, because his father was an advisor of sorts for the king, so he was safe. So on their way out, Amar Lui told them, Arukai, those who are running away, fleers, refugees. Here's a halacha. Kezayas Sha'amru, this Kezayas that they said, which is clearly going with Shitas Rav Shem Bar Rebbe, that the liver, even if it was removed from the animal, it has to have at least a kazayas remaining. So that kazayas, they said, is b'makay mara, in the place where the gallbladder is, and only then it's not considered a trefa. Now, Rav Adbar Ava Amar, he says, b'makayim shichaya, that's in the place where it's chaya, where it lives, meaning one of its main attachments to the body, that's either to one of the kidneys or to the diaphragm. That's Rav Adbar Ava's description. Now, Amar Papa, he says, hilkach b'ine kazayas makay mara, u'b'ine kazayas makayim shichaya. Therefore, we require both. In order to say that it's not a trefa, we would have to say that a kazayas of the liver is remaining in the place where the gallbladder is, and b'makayim shichaya with one of its main connections. Another question by Rabbi Yirmiyahu as follows, mislaket mahu. What about if the kazayas of the liver that's left over is just mislaket, would mean it has to be gathered in. For example, there's half a kazayas here and half a kazayas there, and those pieces would have to be put together to have a full kazayas. Do we say that's considered kazayas? Another question, kirtsu mahu. Let's say there's a piece the size of kazayas, but it's stretched out in a strip. Ravashi, he asks, kazayas merudad mahu. What about we have a kazayas, but it's flattened out? That's even worse than ritsua. And the Gemara concludes, teku. Another question by Menir Bzrekim Rabami, nidadal kaved. Let's say the liver is loose, it's shaky, which means some of its attachments to the body became loose and it's not connected anymore over there. However, umu'ur b'tarpasheha, it's still connected or woven in with the tarpash, which is the diaphragm, so it's still connected over there. Mahu, what's it then with this liver? So Armalei told him, dildol ze eni yodea mahu. I don't know what this dildol is. I don't know what you mean by a shaky, non-connected liver. Ilamad da'ar makam mara ha'ika. If you want to say according to the first madamar that you have to have a kazayas of the liver remaining in the place where the gallbladder is, so you have that because you have the entire liver here, it's just shaky. And ilamad da'ar makam shichaya, if you want to say it's according to Manda Amar, that it has to be connected to a place that's important, well, ha'ika, it is connected, because we just said that even though it's loose, it's still connected to the diaphragm, so there's no problem with this liver. We have the whole thing, it's just a little bit shaky, no problem. Now going on to the next trait for the Mishnah, ha'reya shenikva, the reya, the lung, got a puncture in it. This begins a very long discussion about different traits in the lung. Rav Shmuel Ravasi, they all say, explain what this is referring to in our Mishnah, karma ilah, that there's a hole in the upper membrane. There's two different membranes of the lungs, an upper one and a lower one, or outer and inner. So it's referring to getting a hole in the outer membrane. But Amrilo, some say karmatata, the inner membrane. And Rav Yisrael Yumi Amar Nachman v'simanich. What's the way to remember this? Kituna devarda de mancha bereya. It's a red, or really a rose-colored kitinus, which is like a tunic or outer garment of sorts. And that's what the lung is in. In other words, it's talking about the inner membrane because that one is of reddish color. The Gemara continues. Pshitats avias e inkavi love lo inkav tata megin. That if the outer one has a hole in it, but the inner one one does not, so the inner one, which is whole and complete, protects the lung from letting out air and everything's fine. Kid Rava is just like what Rava says. That's proper gear. So Dama Rava tells us, Hi Reya de Iglid, if a lung was peeled, Mevavon Bez on top, Keahino Sumka, it looks like a reddish date, which basically means that this outer crumb, this outer membrane, is not there anymore, just the inner one, Kshera, it's still kosher. But now the question is, Inkiftatav, Loy Inkivilo. What about if the inner membrane got a hole in it, but not the outer one? Megan or Loy Megan? Does that outer membrane still protect the lung from letting out air or no? So Pliga Barbach or Avinu, they argue about this. Chadar or Loy Megan, Chadar or Megan. One of them says it doesn't protect, the other one says it does protect. And Behelchasa, what's Halacha? Megan, that the outer one does protect it. Kid Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef said, where do we see this in Rav Yosef? To Rav Yosef said as follows, Hi Reya de Avsha, this lung which makes noise. Basically, if it was inflated, it actually could be done pretty easily because remember, the trachea, the kaneh, leads directly to the lungs. So you could put your mouth over the kaneh and blow, and that's going to inflate the lungs. And just like when a balloon gets a hole in it, you hear a hissing or like a whistling of air escaping. So if that avsha, if that sound is heard when the lung is inflated, so it might be a trefa, might not. How do we see? Iyadin hecha avsha, if we know where this sound is coming from, so misvina lo gadfa, we now take a feather, a roikar, just put some spit on it, a gilo, or a piece of straw, and then blow into the lung. Imavatsa, if that feather flutters or spit bubbles or the straw pops up a little bit, trefa, so it's a trefa, because that means that there's a hole in the outside and that's where the air is escaping through. But viloi, if it doesn't, if nothing moves, kshair, it's kusher, and must mean the sound of the air escaping is because just leaving the inner membrane to the outer one, but it's still being held by the outer membrane. Now, viloi din necha avsha, if we don't know where the noise is coming from, there's still another test we could do. Mycina metichel d'maya pshure, we bring a bucket or a basin of warm water, umasvin labagava, and place the lung inside of it. Now, bechamimi loi, don't put it in hot water, the kavsi, because that shrivels it, it shrinks it, and that might close up the hole. And bekariri loi, don't put it in cold water either, the metarshe, because that makes it hard, it stiffens it. Elo, mycina b'pshure, rather put it in warm water, benafichnala, and blow air into it. Imabatsa, if the water now bubbles up, trefa, so obviously trefa, because that means that there's a hole in the outer membrane, so the air is escaping through lung to the water. Viloi, but if nothing bubbles up from the water, kshir, so it's kosher. And that's because, tata inkiv, yuloi, loi inkiv, it must be that the inner membrane has the hole, not the outer one, and behind the avsha, the reason why it's making noise is because zikid bin benihu, that's air going from the inner membrane to the outer membrane, but again, it's still being held with the outer membrane. So we see really clearly from Rabbi Yosef that even though the inner membrane has a hole, as long as the outer one is complete and there's no issues and there's no holes in it, it's not a trefa. And more discussions about this gufa. We had just stated above, Amar Rava, the Rava says, Hi Reya de Iglid, Kahina Sumka, Kshera. If a lung was peeled back, looks like a reddish date, so it's kosher. And from Amar Rava, Rava also said, Reya Shedim Mektasa, Kshera. If a lung became partially red, it's kosher. Whereas Kula, if it's completely red, trefa, then it's trefa. And that's because we know this is caused by some sort of internal issue, which will eventually cause the neck of a hole. And so if it's only partial, then it's going to heal and it's not a problem. But if it's the entire thing, then it's a trefa. However, Amar Revila Rava, Vina asked Rava, Mektasa my taima, why is it when it's only on part of the lung, it has this redness, and that's not a problem? That's because the Hajabarya, it's going to end up regenerating, becoming healthy again. But Kula Nami Hajabarya, even if it's completely red, why can't you say that it's going to become healthy again? Milei Tanya, don't we have a brisa that talks about an isser of wounding an animal on Shabbos? Let's just explain this briefly before we continue. We know there's an isser to wound an animal and cause it to bleed, and there's a differentiation between different types. When we're talking about a regular animal or the eight shrutzim that are mentioned in the Torah, so there, even if they were just bruised and blood didn't actually come out of them, that's still considered like wounding the animal because since they have thick skin, if there's a bruise, that means that there's blood gathered underneath the skin, so a person definitely wounded it and he's going to be chayv for that on Shabbos. As opposed to if we have other types of insects and creepy crawlies that have a very thin outer layer of skin, just simply bruising them is not indicative that he actually caused it to bleed internally. Since their skin is very thin and soft, it turns red even with a slight hit, and therefore for them, it would have to be that the blood actually comes out of them for a person to be chayiv. So that's what the Brisa tells us. Ushar shkatzim ramasim, in regards to other shkatzim ramasim, achetz mehem dam, blood actually has to come out of them when a person hits them on Shabbos for him to be chayiv. This would be the same thing with the lung of an animal, even if it's completely red, since it hasn't come out of the lung, there's no hole to let that blood out, we can assume that it's going to be reabsorbed and it's going to end up healing and it's not a problem. And v'chitib, if you want to suggest, l'shmai nishratzim damin Allah, we compare an animal lung to the shmai nishratzim, titanya, what does it say about them in the Brisa? Nitzar hadam, afal bishalayatza, that if there's a gathering of blood under the surface, even though it didn't come out, that's considered wounding it on Shabbos and won't be chayiv. As would be the same thing for an animal lung, even though the blood didn't come out, it still should be considered like it had this internal bleeding issue, and that's a trefa. Well, yachiv, that's so, afil muktasanami. Then even if it's red only on part of the lung, that should be a simen trefa, and it doesn't make sense to say that it's only a trefa if the entire lung is red. Ella, rather, says Ravina, loishna, there's no difference. Another member of Amar Rava Rav also says, rea shiyav shemuktasa, trefa. If the lung partially dried up, so it's a trefa. The question is vakama, how much does it have to dry up? So Rav Papim Shmei Rava, he explains, Kadesh Parch Butzpiren, it has to crumble when it's touched or scratched a little bit by a fingernail, that means that it's dried up. Question is, come on, who's this like? It seems to be Krabi Yisbin Amshol. Titania, really, it's Ditnan. We have a Mishnah, and this discusses a mum on the ear of a bechar. We know that a firstborn animal, a bechar, goes to the kain, but if it has a mum, then it's not a carbon. It could just be shechted and eaten like regular. So the Mishnah says, Ezu Yibesha, what does that mean that the ear is dried up? Shemti Nakev, that if one makes a hole in it, and no blood comes from it, then it's dry. Whereas Rabbi Yisbin Amshol Weimer, he says, Yavsha, dried up means that it crumbles by a fingernail. So it seems that our description of a dried lung is just like Rabbi Yisbin Amshol. So Zigmar, not a Raya. If you'll tell Rabbanu, we could say that this even according to Rabbanon, it's just that case of Bukhar is different. Gabi Eisen Bukhar, regarding the ear of Bukhar, Tukashal Bezika, that it's exposed to the wind and the air, Loi Hajbarya, it's not going to become healthy again, which means it's not going to become healthy again, even if it only dried up to the point once it's punctured and blood doesn't come out. Aval Raya, but in regards to the lung, Dulakashal Behavira, it's not exposed to wind and air, it's inside the body. Hajbarya will become healthy again, it will regenerate, even if it dried up to the point that poking it is not going to cause blood to come out, and therefore, even the Rabbanon would agree by Raya, by lungs, that it has to dry up to the point that if it's touched by a fingernail, it's going to crumble. Another member from Rava, Ravi tells us, Hi Raya, the kind of gildi gildi, this lung that has gildi gildi, which is basically scabs, it's not a discoloration like we were discussing previously, it's basically a scab on top of the lung. And what color are they? Uchmi uchmi, either black or chazusa chazusa, different colors. And we're going to say on the next daf that this is talking specifically about the colors red and green, because other colors are simon trefa, so it's just red and green. Kshera, it's kosher, there's no problem with his lung. Another member, Amar Meimer Shmeidu Rava, Meimer says, Name Rava, in makif nubue, we're not makif when it comes to bubbles or blisters. Makif means that we're going to compare. I'll explain right now what that means. So first let's explain bue. Bue, as we just said, is bubbles or blisters, and that happens very often on a lung because since it absorbs all sorts of liquids and sometimes they might escape from them, then that's going to form a bubble or a blister on the surface of the lung. So that's not necessarily simon trefa in and of itself, as we're going to see on the next Gemara as well, but over here, we're talking about that after Shechita, when they were dissecting the animal, they took out the lung and they saw that it had this bubble which had already popped. Now, this is talking about a situation where it definitely was not touched by the Shechet when he was taking apart the animal. If it was, then there would be a good chashash that it could just be that he popped it. But since we know that it definitely wasn't touched by the Shechet, the question is, when did this bubble or this blister pop? Was it before Shechita, and then that means that the animal's a trefa, because for all intents and purposes, that means that it had a hole in its lung, or maybe it popped after Shechita, and then it's not a trefa. So the way that we would be able to do this in other situations, as we have mentioned briefly previously regarding comparing holes, we can take another lung that has a bubble or blister on it that was popped and bring it next to this one and see if it's similar. And then based off what the second one is, we'd be able to say what the first one is. That's what our member is telling us, the name of Rava, that specifically regarding these bue, these bubbles or blisters that were on the lung that had popped. And again, we don't know if that happened before Shechita or after Shechita. We can't compare them. It's not a valid way of discovering it. And we're stopping for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss members from Rava regarding the lung. And the reason why we're stopping a little bit early is because we're going to see a very significant part of the next daf also do with different trefas that fit under the same general category. For the time being, we're going to hold off over here. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.